If your tax refund check is not spent yet, commentator Mary Sojourner passes along some suggestions she has heard.
I'm remembering chain letters, the smudged notes that only came from people I barely knew. They promised instant wealth, great good luck, or threatened hideous disaster if I broke the chain. I didn't hesitate in my response. I tossed them and later learned to delete email forwards without opening. So be warned, this is a chain commentary about the tax rebate coming your way. I take the liberty to pass on a few ideas from Ellen Goodman, a nationally syndicated columnist with the Boston Globe, who asks us to consider the hard reality of the actual numbers of the tax rebate and the harder realities of want versus need, of generosity, of our place in community. Remember, the refund will be $300 to each American who had $6,000 taxable income in the year 2000, $600 to couples who earned $12,000, which excludes 34 million low-income workers who need it most. $300 sitting right in your pocket, maybe. Maybe you need it, maybe you don't. Ellen hopes we'll ask ourselves a few hard questions about that tricky word, need. What do we need? $300 worth of new shoes? Paying down a sliver of credit card debt? A month's medicine for a dad who isn't covered by insurance? Dental care for a child who's in the same boat? Some days, all I need is the fool's promise of security. Other days, nothing but the fine uncertainty of the road. I have learned to need my friends. I need the view from my back stoop and the reassuring ka-thrum of my 11-year-old truck starting. In the long run, I need little that money can buy. If your answer is like mine, in truth, I have enough, then consider giving away the tax rebate. My choices are to give to family, to a stranger living on the street, to a shelter for abused women, the local family planning clinic, to groups working for human dignity, and for the awareness that all of us, human, animal, earth itself, are part of a greater family. Your choices might be your church or synagogue, the animal shelter, a soup kitchen, the college where you learned how to earn that taxable income. Give anonymously. Brag on yourself. It doesn't matter. Generosity is always grace. And no matter whether you need to keep the money or give it away, pass this on. Tell your friends you received a chain letter from Ellen Goodman by way of Mary Sojourner, from two women who have never met, who you probably have never met, women who will become, as you send these words forward, your kin in witness and concern.
The comments of Mary Sojourner, author of the book Delicate, Stories of Light and Desire. She comes to us from member station KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona.